here for FM's, your one place for hot takes, questionable advice, and meeting your queer quota one episode at a time.
Welcome.
We have an Andrea.
Hello!
Tell the people what you do, who you are.
My name is Andrea Losel. I am a disabled Cuba Rican, which means I'm Cuban and Puerto Rican, and I make disability-related content on YouTube, and that's about it.
Woo! Most of you know both of us, but for those of you who might be coming over from Andrea, my bad.
It's either one.
Okay.
It's fine.
Who are you?
Oh, it me? Okay, hi!
Who are you?
Who are you?
I like how you're assuming I'm gonna promote this episode.
Yeah, she doesn't do queer things on the internet.
Well, I'll promote it on Twitter and stuff. I'm not really gonna do
Listen,
yeah,
maybe
Facebook.
There are new people who just don't know who we are in general.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hi, welcome, my name is Jude. Hi, welcome, my name is Jude, or Mermaid Queen Jude on the internet. I make body positive queer mental health content. Yay! I also yell at people a lot.
Mostly me. And I am Ariel Jane. You can find me at youtube.com/Ariel Jane. I make what I refer to as accidental comedy videos and just enjoy my life as a chaotic Scorpio.
Yay!
We have another Scorpio with us today, so Jude's outnumbered.
I'm a chaotic good Scorpio.
Oh, I'm chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
I'm hating my life right now. So
that's
anyway.
Fair. That's fair.
Welcome to the podcast. We were going to do an episode at VidCon anyway. That's where we are right now. So thanks for listening.
Woo!
And someone asked us a really important question, and that is, what does femme mean to us? So we're going to do this basic mini-sode about what femme means to us.
What do we define femme as? I just want to say that this question broke me.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't ready for that. When we posted on the questions on Instagram, and I got it and I opened it and said, what do you define femme as? And I'm like, oh no. Because I use femme and high femme a lot, and I had to just stop and think about it and be like, what does it mean?
Andrea didn't know that she was femme until I made a Twitter thread and also broke her. So this is just going to be the broken episode.
The broken episode. The broken femmes.
The broke.
Okay.
The broken femmes.
Femmes.
Broken femme news.
Don't say it out loud. So for context, I am what is called a baby bi. I came out, like, how many months ago? I don't know.
A few? Like,
yeah. And I knew femme as a word, but I, for some reason, when Jude made this Twitter thread of, like, people policing the word femme and all these kinds of things, they weren't even going in, like, specifics of what makes someone femme, but for some reason, I just sat there. I remember I literally looked up from my phone and I went, am I femme? And then I had to talk to our friend, Annie Sagata, and I asked her, I was like, am I femme? And she just laughed in my face. And it was just like, yeah. And so now I'm just trying to, like, accept that, but I still don't believe it.
Great.
And that's what femme means to me.
That's what femme means to me. How would you define femme?
I think, for me, because we've talked about this, like, I think femme for me is less attached to my, like, sexuality identity and more attached to my gender identity.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know it could be attached to sexuality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the history of femme is in mostly, like, sapphic spaces. I say sapphic because bisexuals were also there.
Mm-hmm.
Check your sources. Anyway, in sapphic spaces,
mm-hmm.
In order to, like, identify the way that you would, like, present, you'd be the femme or butch, right?
Oh, okay.
So, it was more of, like, your presentation in your sexuality,
mm-hmm.
rather than your presentation in your gender identity. Now that we're in a place where non-binary identities are, like, more present,
mm-hmm.
there's a way to present femme or mask, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, femme is really important in the way that I present my gender identity, as well as my, like, sexual identity,
mm-hmm.
because femme and queer, like, go together. Like, I am a queer femme. If I'm defining who I am a queer femme,
mm-hmm.
right? My femininity and my femness, we talked about this on episode one, but my femness isn't, I think we lost this conversation, actually.
That by the first
yeah.
take, yeah.
My femininity is not for cis men consumption. That's the way that I personally define femme, is my performance of femininity from a place of, like, for myself rather than for other people,
mm-hmm.
because I feel like there's this expectation for non-binary individuals to perform binary standards
yeah.
for other people, where, like,
Or be totally androgynous.
Yeah. And me being androgynous is just not a thing that I want. Mm-hmm. Because I like wearing space buns. And I like wearing lipstick. And I like wearing earrings. Like,
there's a whole discussion there of, like, what makes space buns feminine. These expectations of what feminine and masculine define as.
Right.
Which means this is a shit show of a discussion. Like, there's so many cans of worms that can be opened on this.
I think in that term, I guess then with me being femme, it's more for... I don't really think about anything I do for anyone's consumption.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not... But that's also not something I think about.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to consume how I look, donate to my PayPal.
Yeah.
Like, you're welcome to, like, jerk off to me, all this stuff. I just want money.
Yeah.
But I guess with gender, because for me, femme is, like, it just reaffirms. I never doubted my gender.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Once I was assigned girl, it just always made sense to me.
Mm-hmm. What is that like? Like, I actually have, like, I actually...
No, I know.
Like,
but femme for me as... But because of, like, we talk about gender now more openly, and I think it's healthy for everyone to just sit there for a second and be like, is this my gender?
Mm-hmm.
And I did sit there.
Yeah.
It wasn't a long sit because, like, I was like, oh, no, this is.
Mm-hmm.
Femme just I love being girly, but I think I'm very girly, even if I'm in all black.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Femme reconfirms that, I guess, for me, that
mm-hmm.
I am a girl.
Right.
And stuff. And I'm just kind of... privileged and very thankful my parents got it right for me, so I didn't have to deal with anything on that side
mm-hmm.
of identities. But femme does that, I guess, for me with gender
mm-hmm.
of, like, okay. Like, there are hoops for me. Hoops is, like, my, like, thing.
You're
now. It just hit me. Like, hoops are my femme,
uh-huh.
like, marker for
mm-hmm.
everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh, like, the hoops I've been wearing most of VidCon, those, when I see it, I'm like, and it's not even... It's a weird, I don't know if you get this, it's a weird mix of, like, a Latinx femme.
Mm-hmm. I have really big hoops that I haven't worn yet that I might wear later. But, yeah, hoops make me feel very affirmed.
Like, I can wear something that maybe would come off as masculine,
mm-hmm.
but if I have, like, big gold hoops that I love,
yeah,
that's what makes it femme.
I feel like when you say, like, I feel feminine even though I'm wearing all black, part of it is aesthetic. Part of it is your wardrobe.
Yeah.
Like, that certainly plays into it, but I feel like a lot of it comes with your personality behind it. And
mm-hmm.
to me,
mm-hmm.
when I define feminine or femme, it comes with a level of drama is not quite the right word, but theatricality, when I think of something more masculine, it's more reserved, more calm sort of vibe.
Yeah.
So I could wear, like, a suit with, like, a professional tie, but it would still be high femme because I make it high femme. So it's not necessarily...
Your makeup or the way you did your hair.
The presentation, I might wear, like, heels with it or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily the aesthetic choices that make
mm-hmm.
it. So you could wear something very, very traditionally masculine and still be high femme.
Also, clothing has no gender. I just want to pop in real quick.
Yeah, it does.
Clothing has
yeah.
no gender. Just wear whatever the fuck you want.
I think where it lies with me, for other people,
mm.
it has no gender.
Yeah.
Which
mm-hmm.
is why we got into that conversation of June.
uh-huh.
Because for other people, it has no gender. What makes
yeah.
it? But then if I apply it to myself, clothing
mm-hmm.
has a gender. And as long as,
mm-hmm.
for me, as long as I'm talking about me,
yeah.
and I know my boundaries, I'm allowed to give clothes gender. Only for me.
Like, me wearing heels makes me feel more femme. But if I were to see a cis man wearing heels, I wouldn't say that makes him more femme.
Okay, yeah,
like,
that was going to be my question, then.
Yeah.
Of where, because where would you then define the line of high femme and just femme that's not?
I think that's the drama.
Yeah, I think high femme
mm-hmm.
comes with a level of drama. Like, you mentioned Jessica Kilgren-Fozard,
yeah.
who doesn't define herself as high femme, even though aesthetically it's something that I would define as high femme.
I love Jessica, so if
mm-hmm.
you're watching this, I love you.
So based on aesthetics only, I would have said high femme. But the way that she presents it, if she's saying that's just femme, then that's her presentation of femme.
And I'm new to, like, learning that there is a thing of high femme, because
mm-hmm.
Jessica and another girl from Locatora Radio, Diosa, they would be high femme now with this
mm-hmm.
term, but I just thought that's what femme was
yeah.
as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I mean, I feel like other people have very drastically different definitions, but high femme to me is the drama behind it. It's
mm-hmm.
the almost high maintenance sort of vibe. Like, high femme with me comes with a lot of, like, heavy makeup and heavy outfits and, like, attention-grabbing things
mm-hmm.
that say, hey, like, I've walked into this room, pay attention to me. mm-hmm. versus femme. Like, if I'm just dressing more femme and wearing casual makeup, I just kind of blend more into the background sort of thing. But it's entirely...
Whereas I don't feel that way about femme.
Yeah.
Like, I feel very, like, bad bitch when
yeah.
I think about femme and think about, like, attention.
That's the issue with defining something like this, is that it's such a, like, there's no dictionary definition. It is such a situational, personal experience of it.
Is it bad that sometimes when I know I look really femme and really girly, I do want men to be,
no.
like, conflicted with themselves and want to talk to me, but I don't actually want them talking to me.
Yeah.
I just like torturing them that, like...
Oh, absolutely. That's the Scorpio in us.
Yeah, I'm like, this is what you want, and I know exactly how to, like, tempt you,
mm-hmm.
but, like...
But you're not
going
to get it.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's not a bad thing. It's just...
But I don't know if it's, like, because I know femme is supposed to... Oh, at least from what I've read on Twitter, it's also very political and, like, against the norm of stuff. So I don't know if it's, like, going backwards if I'm specifically using it. Because I will specifically use it knowing I... And sometimes just because I want a flirt with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll use that femme of how I present knowing that that's sometimes what guys like.
I mm-hmm. think feminist is about you. And as long as it's about you,
yeah.
yeah, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like... If,
but that's the thing, I have a hard time figuring out right now navigating with a new queer identity
mm-hmm.
with feminism, because that's a
yeah.
whole other layer of feminism.
Mm-hmm. I think part of me identifying with high femme is almost a statement for myself, because growing up, like, when I first started realizing that I was queer, I was firmly in the belief that, like, oh, to be a queer female, you have to look gay. Like, you have to have, like, the buzz cut and all
mm-hmm.
these, like, queer traditional
yeah.
looking things.
Yeah.
I always thought queer was what now is called high femme. That's
yeah.
what I thought female presenting queers had to look. If you were
yeah.
that, you had to be girly.
Yeah.
I never thought about butch.
Yeah. Like, I had a very, especially with media representation, like Ellen. I think about Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, we're playing
no,
with my hair.
Keep going.
When I think of, like, when I was younger, when I thought of, like, who is a lesbian, Ellen's a lesbian. The suits, the short hair, like, that's what queer looked like, so I had to emulate that.
I just realized why I'm so, like... So, I said this to you. I said this to you last time. I grew up with Sailor Moon. I
mm-hmm.
love Sailor Moon. I never, as a kid, thought that Uranus and Neptune were cousins. I think the manga, when it was coming out in the 90s in the US,
mm-hmm.
never changed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I always remember watching the anime knowing they were dating.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't have a word for them.
Yeah.
I just knew they were dating. But maybe that's why I have such a, like, a specific definition. Because if you look at Neptune, she's very feminine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was, like... And I would always get confused because I didn't have language at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But Uranus confused me, because sometimes I would read Uranus as, like, I would have a crush on Uranus.
They're genderqueer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and
I
would read them as a boy some episodes.
Yeah, they're genderqueer,
and
for
then,
sure.
Yeah. They said it in the new dub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, they
yeah.
say it in the new dub, she's genderqueer.
But I think that's why I was, like, I have such specific definitions
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
in such a binary way. Because
mm-hmm.
Neptune was, like, Neptune's aesthetic is, like, ooh. I want to dress like this. Like,
yeah.
that's how I want to be.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. she was so girly. Except she was really nice, and I was like, I just want the look.
Yeah.
yeah.
Not the niceness.
Just the look.
Just the look.
I think there's a whole, like, can of worms as far as, like, the
you can say politicizing femme
yeah.
identity.
There's a whole thing about politicizing femme, thank you. And policing femme identity
mm-hmm.
that I really just dislike. Like,
we're getting past it now, but also we're doing better. But for a long time, there was this, if you were a feminist, you couldn't like pink.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't be these girly things, because that made you a bad feminist. Feminism was about rejecting these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, like, again, like, my feminist, my being femme, is about reclaiming parts of my
mm-hmm.
assigned gender at birth
yeah.
and making them for me, because
mm-hmm.
fat girls specifically and fat babes have to perform femininity to a certain extent to be humanized.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
we're expected to be put together and have makeup on and like smell good, which, like,
you
should
be
always
casual,
smell good.
But,
like,
no...
You can't...
Professional casual.
Right. You can't be casual because then you're seen as sloppy, which is another video I'm going to make. But
There's very high
You have to perform femininity if you are presenting as femme, like, or female. You have to perform female.
You can't have
femaleness.
I think that's... Obviously, I have no opinions on that shit, because, like, oh, can I curse on this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's similar.
Fuck yeah.
It's similar of, like, for me with my disabled identity, I feel like also my femme has to be very on point. My makeup has to look good. I have to look good head to toe because I'm disabled, because there's a look, I don't know if you've ever noticed it, but there is this, like, I think stereotype look that disabled people don't wear makeup. They look very like what parents keep them looking, and clothes that don't match, and they're big sneakers all the time and stuff. And I for me, I'm like, in order for me, I don't even know if it's order for me to be accepted. I just don't want to look like that because I don't want to fit into that sad trope of disability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of stigma of, like, oh, well, if you can go through all this and you can put on your makeup, like, are you really disabled?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you can
still
take care
of
yourself and look like that. Yeah.
I go to doctor's appointments without makeup on.
Yeah, I refuse to wear, like, if I'm having a great body day, like, I would wear, like, my chunky heeled boots because they're really comfortable for me, but I know damn well a doctor's going to be like, oh, you're wearing heels. Like, what the hell are you here for? So there's this expectation of you have to be, like, barely holding it together to count as disabled.
Which makes me, and sometimes because of that, it makes me hate the things I love being femme about.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, well, can't wear this, can't look how I want to, and I blame the femme and not the society.
Yeah. It's, oh my god, there was this whole thing at the Cannes that the dress code, this woman wasn't wearing heels and wasn't allowed into the film festival.
Oh, that's
because she wasn't,
layers.
Yeah, and
issues.
Like, I can't wear heels. Like, it'll make my back spasm. Like, there are different things that I have to take into account when I'm performing femininity to account for my chronic pain. And things that I can't wear because I have to account for my chronic pain. So, like, I think there has to also be a space for people to express themselves the way that they want to express themselves without other people being like, well, that's not femme. Like, there's no dictionary definition of what femme is. And I think it's about, what does femme mean to you personally, and how do you perform?
Also, if there's any heads listening, I feel like it's important to know. I feel like I've seen a lot of heads think that femme and feminine
are the same thing.
They're
not.
They're very, very different.
Oh,
they're different categories of things.
If my viewers are listening, heads are just heterosexual.
Yeah,
because a lot of terms are new for my viewers.
That's
right.
Yeah,
I don't know if this exists. Maybe both of you can tell me. I think my femme really has to also do with my culture of being a Latina. Everything I wear is very Latina for me.
Yeah, same.
And I don't know if, like, if there's different ways races, I guess, present femme.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's the thing about femme, and, like, it's, even though femme and femininity are not connected, like, a lot of the markers for femme are found in being feminine. And so what does feminine mean to you? What have you been taught that feminine means to you? Where have you learned the idea of feminine? And, like, it's kind of like subverting that and picking the things that are
right
for you.
It also affirms my Latinidad.
Yeah, no,
having
same.
Gold hoops and a red lip.
Yeah.
Even though it is a stereotype of how we look, I love it.
Yeah.
And I feel the most powerful in it.
Hello. Something's knocking outside the window. We're seven floors up. Huh? Hello.
But I feel the most powerful when I feel like
what? It's a roof. It's a roof. That's why it's like that. We're seven floors up and there's only two floors there.
Oh.
It's a roof.
But why would
you
have those pool chairs?
On the roof? Who knows? But
listen,
we've had this weird, weird thing outside the window here that looks like it should be a pool, and it's just an open courtyard, and it's ugly as hell.
Can you even go out
there? There's a guy out there right now tanning. What do you mean?
Like, I don't know who wants to tan in that, but, like,
maybe Burns. I don't know. It's just interesting. I also still don't believe I'm femme, even though I'm like, oh, this affirms me. But I'm like, I think it's just the word because of
scares you?
Because of how heavy it is, and it comes with a lot of, like, good things, but also heavy things.
Yeah.
And I think because I'm so new and...
You're still a baby bi.
Yeah.
Still dealing with
so I, well,
like,
I don't think I have permission to use it yet.
Well, so
you
as
have permission
you,
to use it.
Yeah. As you come into your queer identity, like, your definition of femme will change.
But I think also it stems to, I've always been like this since I was a kid. I don't like doing what's expected in communities that I am in.
Mm-hmm.
I've always, like, it's the same when... First off, before I continue, I understand virginity is a social construct,
mm-hmm.
but regardless.
Yeah.
Everyone always said when you lose your virginity, it's not going to be special, and it's probably not going to be someone you're in a relationship with. All my friends, that is literally what happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. When I know what I want, I always get it.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I didn't lose my virginity until I was 23, and it was with someone I really loved. We were dating. And it wasn't obviously the greatest sex,
yeah.
but I can say my first time was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
I remember reading your piece about that.
Yeah.
It's really sweet.
And so I don't like when people expect this and tell me this is how it is, and
mm-hmm.
I've never done it. So there's also this idea in my head, and I don't know if it's like internalized homophobia or something,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like when you're queer... there's a certain way you have to kind of look and dress, and it's like, and it works for my other friends. Like, you have both colored hair,
mm-hmm.
and for me, that's a very marker of someone is queer or doesn't fit into that conforming aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that for myself, and
yeah.
I see most of our online queer community dresses in those ways, and
mm-hmm.
That's not my style. I don't like it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like if I want to use these other identity words, people are going to expect me to do that. And I also don't always outwardly talk about queer. I'll retweet stuff of queer rights,
yeah.
because
mm-hmm.
I still have to educate and learn. But
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I don't want to be a voice necessarily for queer
yeah.
rights.
And you don't have to.
I know.
Yeah.
But it feels, I think it's because...
There's a lot of pressure that comes with
especially
it.
Especially being on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and I already do activism with disability.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like... That's what took me, half of it took me of even coming out, because I didn't want people to assume, okay, now you're part of us, so you should start dressing how we all kind of like to dress.
Yeah, yeah.
And things, and like...
There's a dress code, welcome to the club. Like,
And I'm very comfortable
mm-hmm.
in my binary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very comfortable on that being, I'm a girl, I am bi, and I'm not even the what people think of like bi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more, that's where I feel, like, guilty of being bi.
Well, that's, like, your internalized biphobia.
Yeah.
Which is, like, from society. Like,
yeah. I feel guilty I like men more than girls.
Yeah,
and I don't know why. I'm mad at myself for it.
No. Like, you could spend your entire life and only be attracted to one girl the whole time and
mm-hmm.
still
be
bi.
If you want to identify
no, I know.
As bi.
But,
yeah.
But that's the thing. I feel like, because sometimes, like, online everyone's gushing
about,
like,
queer enough.
About queer girls, and all the bi's come out, and I'm like,
yeah.
I don't find them attractive, and I don't care about,
That's
gush, but I don't gush about guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really. There's only, like, one person that I, like, retweet his photos, and he knows, we have this
yeah.
little Twitter flirt going on,
mm-hmm.
but you rarely hear me really gushing on anybody.
Yeah.
I'm very quiet and secretive about things that I like, so I don't feel like I'm performing queer enough for everyone, not even
mm-hmm.
just bi, just queer enough.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I just don't want to be put in what everyone expects. I don't like that for myself.
Then don't. But that's also like subverting.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like changing the narrative.
Okay.
So like by choosing, like here's the whole thing about queerness and femme and all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
If you are actively choosing something that is against the norm, if you are actively choosing something that's not
mm-hmm.
normal,
mm-hmm.
that's...
Probably the
stereotype
of me being bi is I love my jean jacket that I'm wearing.
I love it.
That's, like,
really
my
cute.
Only, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope people know. I got a Sailor Moon patch on the back. Like,
wait, where?
In the middle.
It's so cute!
So,
I think this entire thing boils down to asking, like, why do we define certain things as feminine? Why do we define things a certain way? Especially when it comes down to aesthetics. Like, what makes it feminine or masculine? And the thing is, like,
I think it's just the person. Like, I think it comes down to the person.
It's who you are. Even if you dressed in the way that I would aesthetically think is, like, stone butch, and you said, no, I'm high femme, then you are. Like, that is your
yeah.
presentation of it.
It's just interesting, because I think the queer community is doing the same thing all the hetero people are doing, is they're policing within their own community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're clearly not learning
and
from...
And that's not the point of our communities.
Yeah.
It was for us to get out of the policing.
Yeah.
But
But here we are.
Or just become too shit. Like, I love my binary. I know everyone hates the binary, and it is. Binary's garbage.
Yeah.
Like, thanks colonization for giving us binaries. But, like, I love being in my one little box of binary. But I don't give a shit about everyone else's. And I'm like, oh, do your thing. Like,
yeah. Somehow nonconformity has bred more conformity.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, I want to be so different.
Well,
that, and I'm going to get gold stars for being different.
But then I've met some queer people where we talk, I like talking about the binaries and non-conforming, but they get so frustrated with me when they know I'm just, like, I don't have negative issues for me with the binary.
Which is fine.
But I think,
I feel like that's kind of, kind of touches on the thing of, like, you can't be trans if you don't have dysphoria.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Because
it's like, not all trans people have dysphoria. Not all non-binary.
You're not queer enough
if
you haven't struggled with it.
It's not, but I think everyone expects queer people to just really say, like, fuck you to gender as a concept.
But, and, like, some people are comfortable in their gender, and, like, that's important to them. Like, gender's made up. Yes, correct. Gender is made up. However, people...
But if it's important to you, then it's important.
Right.
As long as you acknowledge that it's not important to some people, or, like, it's harmful for some people, I think that's fine. We need those conversations. But I think, like, there's some people, like, in the YouTube queer community that will be like, we need to get gender away, like, out in general. And have
which,
everyone,
like, is not helpful.
And have everyone be, like, in a non-conforming space. And I'm like, no, because that's not me in that sense.
Might be opening the floodgates here, but, like, I feel like we're just picking a lot of unnecessary battles when there's so many
things
to be fighting here.
There are black trans women dying. Like, we should probably...
We're bickering amongst ourselves
like
little
children.
There
are indigenous women going missing, and no one's doing... Like, there's way better things we should be putting our energy in to fix.
Are you hurting yourself? Are you hurting anyone else? No. Do what the hell you want.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
But I'm still not femme.
Shut
the fuck up. Shut up. Anything
I'm
else?
I'm Andrea.
Like, we'll give you shit about it. But also, like, if you're like, I'm not femme, cool, you're not femme.
Well,
like, we'll teach
I
you
am,
friends,
but I like being difficult.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
that's
Scorpio.
You're Scorpio.
anything else?
God, I mean, I feel like this is something we could talk about for hours and hours and hours.
Right, but we have things to do.
We got things to do. Like, this is an important conversation.
We got places to go.
I would like to know, though, in either, I don't know if they can leave comments in the show notes, but especially over on YouTube, leave your opinions in the, I mean, please be gentle. Like, some of us don't have the mental resources to deal with the shitstorm. But, like, what do you define feminine? Hello. Feminine and masculine as, like, I'm curious to see what the diversity of experiences is.
Or tweet us.
Especially
Twitter.
If you're in other countries, other experiences of this.
Yeah.
Like, what is it like across the world? Like, how would you define that in different cultures?
Yeah. I think that's it. Are we good?
All right.
So, this has been your Free Femmes, your place for hot takes, questionable advice, and meeting a queer quota, one episode at a time. Bye!
Bye!